station.
Hey, it's Kelly Raspberry with your showbiz top five.
Number five.
Congratulations to the phrase Joe King, who just became engaged to Vampire Diaries star Candace Acola. She made the announcement on her Instagram yesterday, captioning the photo, "Cheers from the future Mr. and Mrs. Joseph Aaron King."
Number four.
Zach Galifianakis so freaked out about heights, he had to pull out of a press conference for The Hangover 3. It was scheduled to take place near Brazil's Sugarloaf Mountain, and the only way to get up there? By cable car. Zach was paralyzed with fear. He ended up calling into the press conference to let them know why he couldn't make it, cracking a few jokes at his own expense.
Number three.
The criticism finally got to her. One of Christina Aguilera's friends told Us Weekly she was so depressed that people were slamming her for her weight gain, she decided to do something about it. Started working out with a trainer, signed up for yoga, stuck to a strict diet of 1,600 calories a day, and the results speak for themselves.
Number two.
One woman who's completely happy with her body as is would be Beyonce, and she is not happy with the people at H&M for airbrushing her body in those bikini ads. According to a source, Beyonce insisted her natural body be shown, but when she saw editors had trimmed her up a little here and there, she hit the roof, demanding those photos be pulled, but H&M apparently won that battle because her body is flawless on my shopping bag.
Number one.
Mariah Yeager accused Justin Bieber of fathering her now 2-year-old son. Whatever happened to Mariah Yeager anyway? But now another woman claims Justin's the father of her now 2-year-old daughter. Star Magazine says she's a European woman who claims she hooked up with Justin when he was only 15 years old and gave birth 9 months later. According to Star, she doesn't want any money from Justin. She just wants him to know that he has a daughter, just in case he wants to get to know her. That's your showbiz top five.
Kid Craddock in the morning.